opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know?
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
670 westbound through downtown, still slow. You're heavier coming off of 70 and 71. Then it's sluggish over to 35 where it bogs down into a construction area where you're down to one lane. And then past that, you're forced to exit at Wyoming Street. Folks are crossing on the James Street Bridge. Alan Carr, 96.5 The Fan, traffic.
Diving right back into it here on 96.5 The Fan. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Next Monday, a week from today, we'll have the Home Run Derby. Still don't have all the contenders, I don't think, unless I'm missing something.
That'll probably come out like later on this week, you know, as we get closer and closer and they start to bribe more guys to go do the Home Run Derby this year. So.
Right. So Ronald Acuna's in it, the hometown hero there for now. He's also, from what I've seen, rumored to be traded. James Wood, the sensation that is in Washington. And Cal Raleigh. Yeah. Those are the three that I know of, if I'm missing any. And then I also heard that Pete Alonso is not going to do the Home Run Derby, so praise be to that.
Yes.
We don't have to watch him go work out while somebody's hitting mammoth shots. And then I hope and pray that Bobby tries to do it one more time. Because I think after this year, if you do it twice, and it's like, okay, you've done it twice. It's like, you know, when you lose consistently in the hot dog race, you should probably stop trying to run in the hot dog race.
Right.
Not mention any names. But Cal Raleigh, James Wood, Ronald Acuna Jr., all in it. I would love to see Bobby give it one more go. I don't know if he will, but I guess more announcements will be made as we get further along into what is the All-Star festivities. But Monday night, Home Run Derby, Tuesday night, All-Star game. Then Wednesday, we get into our Mount Rushmores. Pizza toppings, sandwich bread, smash or pass, you know, that kind of stuff. But we are only, how many days, Mac?
61 days.
Until the first official NFL game of the
exactly
season,
right.
Which is Philadelphia.
Exactly
right. Oh, no. It's Kansas City and the Chargers.
Yep.
Go, Chargers, go.
Have they acknowledged that game yet, featuring Philadelphia and the Dallas Browns? Or are we still on the Chiefs and Chargers on that Friday?
I think
somebody's,
that's it.
Somebody's going to text in and say, the Browns play in Cleveland. 3, 2, 1. Go ahead, Mac.
61 days. It does feel closer. You guys were talking about in the overreaction. It does feel like football started over the weekend.
Even Nine we're Sundays, still baby.
It's getting close. 2 weeks tomorrow, training camp starts for the Kansas City Chiefs. Before that, a couple other training camps around the league I'm sure will start because I know the Chiefs are a week later than they usually get it going.
Andy wants them to feel it in St. Joe.
Yeah, he does.
Speaking of deadlines, speaking of things starting for Trey Smith, that deadline is just 8 days away now. A week from tomorrow will be the deadline for him to get a deal done or else he will play on the franchise tag this season. So it's a two-parter. July 15th is that deadline. Do they sign him? / should they extend and sign him? That is the question. 913-586-7965.
Can I add a third part in there?
Absolutely.
No. Two. Okay.
You said Matt the Chief's question.
Can they sign him? Will they? What did you say? Can they sign him?
Should they? Yes.
Yeah. Who's it more important for to get this deal done? Trey Smith or the Chiefs?
Trey.
I agree. I think it's much more important for Trey Smith to get the deal done than it is for the Kansas City Chiefs
There's
to get the deal done.
Question.
And so that's why I think
Can you
they
expand
will.
My initial would be the other way, so I'm curious.
Oh, because Trey is a six-round draft pick and has made no money, and you only have a certain amount of opportunity to cash in this league.
For sure.
So, and right now you're healthy, okay?
Yeah.
Right now you're 100%, you're ready to go. God forbid something would happen over this course of the season and you're only playing on the franchise tag, and you have no sort of fallback plan on that. There's no insurance policy for you. You get hurt, you're done, and the rest is history. So I'd say that for any guy that's, you know, thinking about going into the season and playing on the franchise tag and not getting a long-term deal done. If you're stuck on peanuts right now, and I don't know what they're stuck on, but if it's peanuts and, you know, it's a matter of pride versus anything, I'd say sign the deal. Get that deal done if you're Trey Smith, because you've already played, what, 4 years in this league for no money because you were a sixth-round draft pick. Now you have the opportunity to cash in. Everything is good right now. You've got a really nice offer, I would imagine, from the Chiefs. I would take that offer if I were Trey Smith right now. You know, you negotiate as much as you can, obviously, to get what you want. But at the end of the day, man, you're a guard. And so they traded Joe Tooney. I would think right now it's probably more important for Trey Smith to get a deal done than it is for the Chiefs to get Trey Smith signed. They traded Tyreek Hill as well. People are interchangeable in this team, on this team.
I think it's Trey because I don't think we're going to see the same sort of saga we saw with Chris Jones. Trey was at, what, OTAs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Didn't miss those. Jones skipped that out.
Well, mandatory mini camp he was at, right? He wasn't at all the OTAs.
Yeah, he wasn't
right?
at all the OTAs.
Okay,
that's
so
fair.
Mandatory mini camp. Yeah. Chris Jones didn't go to those.
No.
I do believe Trey Smith will be in St. Joe.
For sure.
And I know that sometimes, you know, St. Joe can be a death trap for wide receivers or linemen because it's, you know, those guys are moving more than anybody else in the field for the first couple of days. And, you know, one bad step in a, you know, in a pothole or, you know, one bad, you know, pectoral strain, then all of a sudden you've lost $5, $6, $7 million. And I don't think you're going to see Trey hold out. I don't think you're going to see him wait. I don't think he's that guy. At least from what I've seen so far, he's shown up to do things. He's there for like everything else. I think he shows up to St. Joe, but I do think this is one of those things. It's going to be one of those summer conversations with football where I think we're going to get to, you know, the last week of camp, and it's going to be like, hey, Trey, come on in here and see this piece of paper and see that number. Welcome to the family, like, for the rest of your career.
Yeah.
Or at least for the next 4 or 5 years. I think that's when it gets done. I have no fear of this. Chris Jones, like, that thing was a saga, man. Like, I didn't know when that was going to end. It had no end in sight.
And then that one was a saga because nobody expected it to be a saga, and it turned into a saga. Like, that was a blindsider for the team that it went that direction. And so...
And it got ugly.
Oh, God, did it. Yeah, it did.
Like, at this time in talks with Chris Jones 2 or 3 years ago, things were positive. We wouldn't have said, oh, this is going to go into the first game.
If you would
game.
Have asked me this question 2 years ago about Chris Jones, I would have said 100% he signed before training
it's
camp
be
started.
Because exactly.
that was the feeling around the team, too. Right. They thought they were very close to getting something done. And then out of left field, if you will, they didn't. And so I hope they're not in that same spot, you know, with Trey Smith. But, you know, get the deal done. It's better for both parties. Each entity is better with the other, but I always think it's more important for the player to get the deal done than to go into the year on a franchise tag, because this is it. If you get hurt and you end your career this year, you literally have nothing to fall back on. So I think if I'm Trey Smith, you get the deal done. And it will be a nice deal. It may not be what you want. They never are in any industry, right? But you take the deal, you get the deal, and you're set for life.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be over $20 million a year, which the reason I maybe say the Chiefs is more important is because that number will go up even higher if they don't sign it this year. But you're right. I mean,
or they'll just move on from him and go with somebody else.
Which is the other thing is why I say it's important to get it done this year, because move on and do what? You don't have another plan. You don't have another option. You've kind of put all your eggs in the Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, and now Josh Simmons basket.
Well, I will say this. Let's say Simmons is ready to go day one. Let's say Kingsley doesn't work out, but that dude, Jalen Moore, works out. Is that a backup plan for more than just one position with Jalen Moore? Like, do you want to pay Trey Smith that much money for a guard? I know that's the going rate. Dallas did it for years and had one of the best offensive lines when they paid their guards. And I know Trey Smith's fantastic dude. He's somebody that you want in this city. You want on your franchise. But at what point does it get to that? Because Karlaftis, McDuffie, those are names that still need to get paid. Rashee Rice in a couple years, if they keep him around. These are names... Right? Mahomes' contract getting more and more expensive.
Sure.
I know that he'll continually always do the whole like backtrack or furlough it off or however that he makes it work. But
the Rice, the Worthies,
I mean, but that's the thing that you're getting into now. I mean, there were 2 years ago, now that we go back to that, when the whole situation involving Chris Jones was taking place. They wanted to get more done that offseason, but they couldn't because Chris Jones held everything up. It was Bolton they wanted to get signed. They wanted to get Trey Smith signed. They wanted to get Trent McDuffie signed. Like, those are the three guys that were kind of on their list and their pecking order of who they wanted to sign. Bolton has been kind of taken care of, right, I guess you could say.
Oh, yeah.
So, sure. McDuffie's not till next offseason right now. And so Trey Smith is the guy that you're focused on right now. And so, I think they ultimately get a deal done with Trey Smith. I just hope it's not one of these knockdown, drag-em-out deals that we saw with Chris Jones, because that didn't benefit anybody.
The other thing I like about it, too, is that his position and name is not a name like Chris Jones in that position. Like, Chris Jones was, like, the story with
for sure
not getting signed. It was like him and Bosa.
Is there anybody else on the franchise tag that has not signed their contract? So if this does become an issue, because now that people are coming back out of the holiday break and everything, the focus is going to be on the NFL now, as it should be in sports, right?
The two biggest names that are seeking contracts.
Trey Hendrickson.
Oh, three, I guess. So yeah, Hendrickson, TJ Watt, Micah Parsons.
TJ Watt, Micah Parsons, too.
Which is coincidence about this is, obviously, Dallas will wait and pay Micah Parsons on the last day possible, and they'll end up overpaying for him because of the fact that Trey Hendrickson's probably going to get a contract, I would think. I think he's probably on a franchise tag.
Is there anybody else? How many franchise tags are out there right now?
I mean, it's T. Higgins, which is why they can't give Trey Hendrickson the franchise tag, because they have T. Higgins.
I thought they gave him a contract.
Sam Darnold.
Didn't T. Higgins sign something?
They gave T. Higgins and Jamar Chase like a ton of money.
Oh, yeah, because they have a potential out. It's a two-year deal.
Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold, yeah.
He's not on the franchise tag.
He's
Seattle. He left.
That might be 2024's franchise tags. But that's the thing, is like the contract talk around the NFL will revolve around three guys that all basically play the same position. Mike Parsons, Hendrickson, and TJ Watt. Mm-hmm. I asked the question last week when you were gone. Would you trade tomorrow Trent McDuffie for TJ Watt?
I'd have to think about that. Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
TJ Watt, 30 years old.
Yeah.
Gonna want Chris Jones money. But could you imagine?
Yeah. Like,
TJ and CJ?
Yeah. Yeah, but how long are you going to get that? 1-2 years, you know?
Two, maybe three.
Yeah.
TJ Watt's probably only missed one season with injury.
No, I mean Chris Jones being older.
Oh, yeah. They're the same route. They're the same age.
Yeah.
Plus, they each give each other an advantage. Plus, you throw Carl Loftus on the other side.
Yeah, I mean,
and you trust Veach and what he's done with cornerbacks in this organization?
Yeah, I mean, you're making a good case for it. I don't.
Yeah, TJ and CJ would be nasty.
That'd be amazing. It'd be the best duo in the league of any position, maybe. Yeah, it'd be incredible. I think Trey Smith right now is the only franchise tag that I'm seeing. So,
he's
going to be the headline if this tends to extend. And I will emphasize how important this is for the Chiefs, because their future of the offensive line is weary.
Yo, it is. It's murky, I should say. It's an important move, no doubt. But just because we don't know what the answer is doesn't mean it's bad. Dusty and I were talking about something, you know, before the show today. And I go, people get all upset. They don't know what the answer is. They think it's bad. It's just different. It's just unknown. Trey Smith is a nice player. Everybody's expendable on this team other than the quarterback right now.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Let's stick it there on the gridiron. One word on the Chiefs training camp starting 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Well, I think we're all excited about it, right? It's time to get back to the nitty-gritty. I'm going to use the one word, excited, because this is now the time of the year where I guess the golf thing will take place in Tahoe. And once that's, you know, the clubs are put away, they'll all be focused on getting ready to start training camp. And we're 15 days away from it right now. I'm excited about it because I'm just excited to watch this team take the revenge from losing the Super Bowl, getting their you-know-what kicked in, and going out there and just lighting this rest of the league scorched earth on fire, new haircut, excited.
I'll say hot. One, because of obviously when, you know, you and I'll go down there, we'll do a show. It's brutal. The show will start at 10 a.m., but it'll feel like it's 1 in the afternoon with the heat. But also, like, Chiefs stuff is heating up, right? This weekend, we saw Mahomes on the boat, flexing, loving life. Mm-hmm. That's his vacation time, which means right after that, we go from shirtless and shades to yellow jersey and throwing it behind his back going, what's he going to do this year? So everything is heating up. It's hot. Chiefs talk. Royals are struggling. People want something new, exciting, football. They got their asses kicked in the Super Bowl. Well, here we go again. Time to go to all the doubters, two middle fingers, and get ready. So, I mean, it's getting hot, baby. That's I can tell you that for sure.
We're 15 days away from Mahomes doing something in practice and everybody losing their minds, which is awesome.
And you can tell he's ready. He's going to be on Kay Adams today. This was a little snippet from it.
I've had to sit back and just listen to people talk and talk, and I'm like, let's just play football and just handle it all out there.
One word right there. I'll let you listen to it again.
I've had to sit back and just listen to people talk and talk, and I'm like, let's just play football and just handle it all out there.
Frightening. I am frightened for 31 other teams in the National Football League this year because you about to get beat in a bad way by a bad man.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah. What's up, brother? Yeah, he's about to F the league.
Yeah, he really is. So, sorry, the rest of the league.
And I love that because, you know, the question that was being asked was, you know, what do you say to all the doubters and the people that think that, you know, that it's over? And it's like, you know, I love it. Give me that because the best version of Patrick Mahomes is his alter ego in Petty Mahomes.
Yes.
And when we see that and if we see it, those teams see it. And when those teams see it, right, it's like when Jordan lost money gambling with some guys and then said, I'm going to go play against Dan Mario. I'm going to get 40 on him.
Yeah.
And then he went out and got 40 and took himself out of the game once he got the 40th point on Marley. Like, when you get petty and you're great, that's a bad combination
and there's
for
not
everybody
many.
Else.
There's not many that have been
Tiger.
That way. There's Tiger, Jordan, and Mahomes, really. Maybe Brady.
Brady's petty.
Yeah.
He can't win without deflated balls or Spygate. Watch this five more times.
Yeah. Like, Brady is. So maybe those four.
And I don't know about you, but those are four of the greatest athletes we've ever seen.
Ever.
So, yeah, man, Tuesday.
From the 479, Goosebumps. It's a good one, too. One word, Notre Dame's weekend signings. This is crazy. This will make you
nuts,
this will make you feel old. One word here. Notre Dame is going to have a 2026 wide receiver room that has sons of Jerome Bettis, Larry Fitzgerald, Jermichael Finley, and Plaxico Burress. That's just at wide receiver. You can throw in Lloyd Carr's grandson at QB, Bryant Young's
Lloyd
son.
Carr's grandson, the former Michigan coach, is sending his grandson to Notre Dame?
Lloyd Christmas.
Bryant Young's son at DA defensive end and Jim Flanagan's son at tight end.
Who?
Jeffrey's grandson.
Who the hell's Jim Flanagan?
Jeffrey's grandson.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Used to cover the Royals.
I saw Jeffrey Flanagan the other day, actually. Ran into him at the J. It's good to see Flanny. No.
But Bettis, Fitzgerald, Finley, and Plaxico Burress.
Go back to the who's the guy?
Flanagan?
Yeah, Father Flanagan from Boys Town? Ooh. Is that like, who's Tim Flanagan or
Jim
whoever?
Flanagan? Yeah. I don't know. But one word on the guys you do know and their sons being on Notre Dame. He was a defensive lineman.
I never heard of that guy. That's cool. Cool. Like, everybody's like, this is kind of where we're headed in college football, like the Heatles back in the day, you know? Yeah. Like, get everybody together and let's get some names. I think it's cool.
My one word would be Freeman.
Yeah, he's a badass dude.
I mean, dude, he's 39 years old. He's essentially probably the same age, if not in the same area as Larry Fitzgerald, Plaxico Burress, Jerome Bettis.
Sure.
I know they're like early 40s, late, you know, mid 40s.
Like that ballpark, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So you look at what Marcus Freeman did last year at Notre Dame. You saw how he just kind of brought the gold helmets back. And I hate Notre Dame, but I like this dude. And boy, am I confused. Because
it's hard, isn't it?
I mean,
you get to that age in life where you start liking people and you hate teams, you know?
But Marcus Freeman's a dog.
Yeah.
And these guys are like, hey, that's where you're going to go play. Now, we've seen this before.
It's a great hire by Notre Dame.
It's fantastic, and he'll be in the NFL sooner than later. But
Probably. Again,
like, if you're going to get to the NFL, why not coach the future of the NFL and see what you can do and then carry that out? But my one word for Notre Dame is we're going to be Freeman, man. Like, that's just goes to show you, man. Like, when you have a guy like that, that now that generation's kids are going to be athletes and they know him, hey, Marcus, my kid's interested in Notre Dame. You want to come and hang out? Okay, sounds good. NIL,
and bring your checkbook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see Texas Tech over the weekend? They're announcing $55 million in NIL revenue sharing money because that started on July 1st. And that's for their whole department. That includes their softball team, too. That's not just football. So $55 million. That's not going to be enough money to take care of everybody.
No, they're on the come, though.
Oh, yeah.
One word on the Royals.
What conference are they playing? Never mind.
One word on the Royals All-Star selections.
Fine. Nobody else really, I mean, other than Estevez, you know, you're not really making the case for a lot of others to make the All-Star team. Lugo, maybe, but it's fine.
Garcia?
I mean, nobody really knows who he is, you know?
I guess that would be the flaw with the All-Star game, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, snubbed. I mean, I think there should have been at least two more. I think you should have had Estevez for sure. You could make a case for Michael Garcia, but it would debunk my Jacob Wilson, Bobby Witt Jr. thing. Like, do you want to see Jose Ramirez and Lance Bregman?
Yeah, Lance Alex Armstrong. Bregman, yeah.
Or do you want to see Michael Garcia and Jacob Wilson on the left side of the field?
Nah, you're
right.
Yeah.
And that's not a shot. That's just the way it is. Like, but I think Bobby should have been starting. I think Bobby should be in the home run derby. But I think there could have been more. But you're not a winning team.
You're not a winning team.
So
yeah.
Why do you deserve it? You know? So Bobby Wood Jr. and Chris Bubich are the all-stars. To be fair, those are your two best players on the roster.
Yeah.
Defensively, offensively, pitching-wise, Bubich's been there all year. Bobby Wood Jr., yeah, 292 is not 335, but let's see where he's at in September when it comes to the ABG.
Last one word. Kershaw, a legend pick for the all-star team. Manfred has named Kershaw to the NA all-star team. It's now his 11th time in the career.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love is the word I'll use because that's what we should be doing. We should have roster exemptions in all-star games for the legends of the game so we get to see these guys. That's what it's all about, right? You want to see the guys that you know, and for the commissioner to be able to have that exemption, I think that's awesome, man. I wish he'd use it more, but maybe he's using it the right amount. I think it's only the third or fourth time that he's used that commissioner's exemption. I think it's fantastic.
I'd say advantage. Can't do it in football because you'd love to see like Kelce go to a Pro Bowl. Yeah, basketball, I mean, midseason though. So you could be like, hey, this is LeBron didn't get voted into the All-Star game, which never will happen, but right. Like, this is LeBron's last go. Or
are there contract things with this? Because that's why I couldn't do it in the NBA. It's just like so much money on the line.
Incentives and
stuff. Much money.
No, it's well done. I mean, let Kershaw go in there and pitch in the sixth inning. Bobby Witt Jr. comes up, cranks a 2-run homer, and Bobby wins All-Star Game MVP.
Be cool to see this happen, though, more, because that's what baseball has not been able to do, is really support and market and champion their players, as we've said. And now they're doing a good job with that. They've got a lot of good young players that they're championing and keeping Kershaw, you know, kind of out there and letting everybody know, this is one of the legends of the game. We're going to let you see him. I think it's great for the game. It's an all-star game. Who cares, right?
Right, yeah. And it's cool.
If somebody's mad about that, good Lord.
And it's showing in the ratings.
Yeah, and it shows that they listen.
Yeah. Exactly.
And people like this. By the way, I know this is baseball card stuff and it's stupid. So Kershaw, 3,000 strikeout.
Yeah.
Did you hear what Topps did?
They got the part of the jersey and threw it in there.
The MLB logo on his pant.
Oh.
They cut out, put it on a card. He signed 3,000 strikeouts. Clayton Kershaw. It is out in the world.
Wow.
One of one. That's cool.
That's sick. That is awesome.
I mean, just imagine.
What's it worth?
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Earth already.
I don't know. Nothing because it's not out. Well, I mean, I'm sure it's got some value, but I mean, it's one of those random, like, hey, Topps knows how to do it. So that'd be
that is sick.
I thought Topps' deal was done with the MLBPA.
I don't know. His back pant logo of MLB is
cool.
On a card, and he signed it. So, I mean, that's pretty sick. I feel like I'd want my kids to find that, but that's not on me. But
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.